So now we're going to do the Gemara. So in order to do the Gemara, I think it would be wise for us to read the Mishnah and then to read the Gemara. Okay? And we have to like pay a little bit of attention to the text. Okay? Because the Gemara is going to basically ask a question about what the Mishnah really means. So it's going to try to prove it from a closer reading of the Mishnah. So, you know. So it says like this. Hashochet Shnei Roshim Gachar. Vav. There you go. Top one. If you shech two heads at the same time, she doesn't share us. Good. If you have two people, shecht the sock, shecht with one sock in, it's good. Even though one's like high and one's low, it's like at a diagonal, whatever it is, you're not worried. And they say you're not worried that they're going to do drasa. Because maybe you think if you have two people holding it, it's like you're going to have to hold it funny, and one guy's going to pull it, and one person's going to turn out, you're going to end up doing drasa, so you're not going to shish for that. Okay? Fine. That's what he goes. Hit is a Rosh Basa Achas. If you chop off the head in one shot, psula. Okay? Fine. That's what Rashi says. It means like you're really pushing down, like you're chopping. But if you're doing Shoch Shchita, which is a Meshicha, a horizontal motion, you hit is a Rosh Basa Achas, and you chop off the head in one shot, Im Yesh Bisakin Malot Savar Kshera. So if the Sakin has the width of a neck, it's kosher. And that's not clear what it means. That doesn't sound like what we said it means. Right? We said it means double. It doesn't say anything about double. It says if it has malot savar, that's good. Okay? The Gemara is going to take up that lashon. That lashon is, what does that mean exactly? Yesh b'sakin malot savar k'sher. Okay, if the sakin has malot savar. So Rashi says that means that it means Molotzavar, chutzlotzavar. It has that amount outside of the neck, so which becomes double. It has to have a neck worth outside of the neck. But the plain, the reading of the Mishnah, you don't know that. The Mishnah just says, if the sagan has the length of the neck, the width of the neck, fine. Ha yashochet behitis shnei roshim bevasacha. Same case, but now you have two heads. Back to back, front to back. You're doing one slice, and it knocks off both heads, or it does knock off the simanim of both animals. If the sakin has one knife length, that's okay. That is kosher. Okay. Fine. Which is not clear what that means exactly. But that's what I was going to bring up. Is you can use that to explain what the first part means. So for now, let's leave that. We don't know what that means exactly. Okay. But I mean, the punchline is it's going to mean one tzavar outside of the two heads. That's what Rashi says. As it says, if you have one neck, one tzavar worth, one tzavar outside of the two heads, which basically means three, right? It's a tzavar extra. Because you always need, it turns out you always need a tzavar extra. If it's one animal, then you need it to be two necks worth. If it's two animals, you need it to be three necks worth. So you always need an extra tzavar worth, an extra neck worth outside of the that which you're doing shchita.
If you're killing two at once?
If you're killing one at once, then you need a double, one plus one. If you're killing two at once, you need two plus one. So you always need one tzavar outside of whatever it is that you're shechting.
So if you're killing like 20 at once?
I guess you need 21. I mean, it doesn't have that case, but presumably, yeah.
Why?
Okay.
Were you just reading?
I was reading the Mishnah and Rashi. Rashi just gives you a preview of what the Gemara is going to explain. I mean, we can do the Gemara, so you don't take mine or Rashi's word for it. We can do the Gemara, but Rashi's just, you know, it's the Gemara later on. So if you read the Mishnah, you know what it's talking about. So Rashi gives you a little bit of a sneak peek of what's yet to come. Okay, but today we're going to do it. So we're going to do the Gemara. Okay, it would be better, you know, it would be better for us if we don't even know what Rashi says. I mean, we're going to see the Gemara, you know, try to derive it. That's only if you go one way. But if you actually go back and forth, then it doesn't matter. Then it doesn't matter how long the knife is. You don't need it to be double. You don't need anything. Even a small little knife, even a little scalpel. Whatever is good. Okay? box cutter or whatever. It's, okay? So now the Gemara says like this. Right? The Gemara is on like a sixth or seventh line on Lamed Aleph and Aleph. Hayashochet v'hittes. Okay? So again, the Mishnah says, now let's look at this lashon again. The Mishnah says that if you shecht it in one shot, the sakin has to have melot tzavar. Okay? Melot tzavar means a neck worth. So Rabbi Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Zera. So Rabbi Zera comes to qualify the Mishnah. That when the Mishnah says melot tzavar, he says melot tzavar v'chutz l'tzavar. It doesn't just mean a neck's worth, it means a neck worth and outside of the neck. Okay? Rashi. Amar Rezer melot tzavar v'dimas nisan. When it says melot tzavar, chutz l'tzavar ba'ina. You need it to go beyond the neck. V'lo tema melot tzavar dafka. It's not enough just for it to be the neck worth. It has to be beyond the neck. Beyond the neck. Okay? So he's trying to clarify. But it's not that clear. Yibay Yalhu, so now the Gemara says, well, one second. Reb Zera, when you're clarifying the Mishnah, what did you mean? Yibay Yalhu. Melo tzavar v'chutz letzavar kimelo tzavar. Doesn't mean that, does Reb Zera mean, the Mishnah says you need melo tzavar. Means a neck worth. Now then, Reb Zera says, and outside of the neck, beyond that. Does he mean you need a neck's worth and beyond the neck worth another neck's worth? Dehavilu treitzavari, which means two? Or is he adding? He's definitely adding beyond the neck worth. Is he adding an additional neck? An additional unit, so to speak? O dilma malot tzavar v'chutz tzavar mashu? Or maybe he means even a little bit outside of the neck. Right? A little bit outside of the neck. Right? Okay. So which comes out is the Gemara's Kasha is, right? Rashi, Ibailahu, Hai Chutz Latzavar de Rabbi Zera, when he says that's Bichutz Latzavar, Mashu Kamar, Umlo Tzavar Kamar. Is he saying you need a Mashu outside of the neck, or you need a full neck worth out of the neck? Right? Okay. So there's an interesting Ramban. I mean, this is a somewhat of a pshat point, but maybe not. I mean, what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says, in Yesh B'sakim Elo Tzavar, right? You need a neck worth. So, how are each of these possibilities going to read the Mishnah? Okay, so let's say it means double. So now you can explain the Mishnah. Mishnah says if you have a neck worth, right? Now all of a sudden you need two neck worths. How do you explain that? Right? So, anyone? What? Chutz Tzava, right? It means, when the Mishnah says you need a neck worth, it means you need a neck worth beyond the neck. Right? So the Mishnah, you thought, is saying you need the knife to be a neck worth. It turns out Rabbi Zera is clarifying, no, it doesn't mean that. It means it has to be an additional neck worth. The neck worth is not telling you how long the knife has to be, it's telling you how long beyond the neck the knife has to be. So therefore it means two. So the Mishnah is actually telling you a neck worth. There is a, it's true, it is a neck worth. Aye, it's two. No, it depends what you're talking about. In absolute terms, it's two. But if you're talking about how far beyond the neck it has to be, it's one neck beyond the neck. Right? And that's what he means. It's telling you the shear. The Mishnah is telling you how far it has to be beyond the neck. Right? But let's say you learn the other way, that melot savar means melot savar plus a kol shu. Right? That's basically the shear, the other side of the ibayah. So then what does the Mishnah mean? The Mishnah says in Yesh Pesachim melot savar means a neck. Doesn't say, well, it's Avar Plas. Right? So that's the Ramban answer, Akasha. Would you mind grabbing me the green Ramban? The Ramban, the Ramban, all shas. He says, because Kashalan, Bishalama, Yamrina, Milotzavar, Vichutzavar, Kamotzavar, Nicha. If you say it means two, one plus one, then the Masnis and Avdan, and the Mishnah was saying, Miesh Besakim, Milotzavar, Mi Bechutz. Shritasik Shera. If you have a neck worth outside of the neck, the fisha holich also malotzavar, because now you travel, the knife is actually traversing that amount, right? Because if you imagine, if you have a double length knife. So now when you put, you're going to start with, let's say, it on top. You're going to rest the knife on top of the animal, and then you're going to push the knife. So you're going to actually go travel a full, right? Every part of the neck is going to, it's going to get. You're going to travel. Your hand is going to move a full length's worth. So that's the thing.
Why does that have to be the length of the neck? Just in general. I mean, you just have to cut the simana. You don't have to cut the whole neck.
No, but there's an assumption that if you don't, then it's going to be jasa. This is for the thing from yesterday, that if you
the
have...
The neck is 5 inches and the simana are 1 inch. You still need a 5-inch knife.
Yeah. I mean, that's just saying is because... That's just a matter of how you evaluate how much is necessary. Otherwise, it's an assumption that you're doing jasa. It's not like a one-to-one ratio. It's just saying is that if you only travel 1 inch, even though it's one thing, it's not possible to do it without pushing down. Right? How they come to that number, well, that's the Matthias question. You know, what I'm saying is you can't cut the whole... I mean, look, according to the Ramban, it's fine because you're actually beheading the thing. Right? It's more according to Rashi, which is the question, right? According to Ramban, he actually says you're beheading it. But I'd say even according to Rashi, you'd say like Hanitos was... It's like, yes, it's true, you're looking at the simana, but you're looking at the whole out of the animal, and you're cutting whatever the physics, psychology, the thing is. That's just a matter of when we assume that you're going to push down. You know what I mean? Yeah. But it's not necessarily one-to-one ratio. Okay? Fine. So he's saying this. So Mlotzavar basically is saying how long the length is exposed, how much is beyond the neck, because that's how much you're going to be pushing the thing. So that's what the Mishnah is telling us. The mission doesn't say one plus, the mission just says one. So how do you possibly read that into Hakadev Nibaya? Isn't the mission openly prove one way? So I think it means like it's like what's the word, like
spread out?
Yeah, like a spread out type of a mlotzavar. Oh, it means like that?
Mm-hmm.
Like a spread out, yeah. So it means like a spread out, like not an exact mlotzavar, but like a loose mlotzavar.
That's
mashu. So which means the ikar mashu mibachatz, which results in like a little bit more extra. So it becomes one plus. It doesn't mean an exact measure of the neck, but it means like a loose measure of the neck. And what does that result in? How do you measure that? Well, you just say, if it's exact, then it's obvious. If it's exactly the neck, then you can't say it's a loose neck, that's exact neck. So rather, it's like an approximate neck. So when the Mishnah is saying, Melotzavar, it doesn't mean it like to the exacted, the measure of the exactitude, but rather, you need to have Masha plus.
That means like you stretch
the
skin of the neck out a little bit.
Maybe.
Not like a taut neck.
Oh yeah, maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe, which is the tzavar plus. Yes. The ishnistos shekosav b'hem kimelot tzavar. And there's some girsas in the Mishnah that don't say melot tzavar, it says kimelot tzavar. Like, approximately, melot tzavar. V'lefika chayav shalalomar d'beinu melot tzavar v'chutz tzavar mashu. Right? So it's basically, though, it's saying it's like a shear of the neck, but it's like a little more. It's like the neck plus. Right? So, whatever. Right? I mean, maybe we could, you know... It's not clear if this is just a matter of working it out or if this will be helpful for the svar. Right? So, but I'm just saying it's just worth getting the shot here. Okay, fine. So that's Gemara Zibaya, right? That's Gemara Zibaya. Does it mean neck, two necks, one plus one, or does it mean one plus a little bit? Okay, so what does Gemara say? So Gemara says, Tashma, I'll prove it. Vayeshochez v'hitte shnei roshim v'basa achas. If you're cutting two heads simultaneously, im yesh l'sakin melotzavar echad kosher. The Mishnah says, if the neck, if the knife, is as long as one head, it's kosher. So my melotzavar echad, what does that mean? In leim melotzavar echad v'sula. If it really means the knife has to be one tzavar long, right, or shochek, whatever, but one tzavar long. Hashem bebeim ha'achas bein en melot tzavar v'chutz tzavar. Right, by one animal you need it to be one plus. B'shtei behem osagi lukim melot tzavar echad? I guess melot tzavar echad doesn't sound like it means plus. It doesn't sound like one plus a mashu. It means one tzavar. So you can tell me that with two animals it's less than one? one animal, you're going to tell me you need one plus. And now it was one animal, you need one plus. Now two animals, you need one safra? That's crazy.
Even if it meant plus a mashahu, wouldn't it still be weird that
you... Yeah, but you could just say it's identical. It sounds like more say, like, if it's identical, it's one thing. But what it's saying is that one behema, you need melot safra, vichutz letzavar. You could have just said, whatever, you need them both to be. I mean, there's no difference. You could have said it's the scales. It doesn't matter. It doesn't change with two animals. But it's specifically changing its lashon and implying like it's Motzavar Echad. Right? So, Ela Pshita Motzavar Chutz Lishnei Tzavar. Shma Amina Motzavar Chutz Tzavar. So, when it says you need one Tzavar by two animals, it must mean it's not telling you how big the knife has to be, but how big the knife has to extend beyond that which is being cut. So it means one tzavar beyond the two tzavars, which is a total of three. So two, in the beginning part of the Mishnah, when it says one tzavar, it means one tzavar beyond the one tzavar, which is a total of two. All right?
Why didn't you say echad there?
One tzavar echad? I guess maybe you'd say you're going to need two outside. Right? Since maybe you'd think it's like you need... outside of the shrita area, the length of the knife. So melotzavar, maybe you'd think, since it's like a double, it's like a big head. So now you think you need, so melotzavar echad is saying, you know, you only need one head beyond, you only need two heads beyond. I mean, I guess maybe you could try to define what the hamim is going to do, but it sounds like it's the pshat.
Right.
By one, what else would it mean? But by two, you may think they combine together, so it's like, you know. You know what I mean? Yeah. Okay, is there any rashi or no? Okay, just fills out the shot. Nothing. Okay, so basically what I'd like to do is to explain what's this abaya. Can we define the abaya, the two sides? Right? I mean, that's what we have here. We have two sides. So what would be the svar to say that you need, two? One plus one? Or the svar to say you need one plus the kalsho? Again, we find ourselves in the same kind of problem. If the whole issue here is that when you have a short knife, we assume that you did drasa. If you do a short knife and one slice, we assume you did drasa. So again, you have the same question. It's like, so well, how much do you need to add rule drasa? Do you need one plus? What do you need to do? And again, I mean, we could just keep, try to make up the mitzvahs here, but it's just kind of hard to, same type of problem. It's like, how do you resolve this thing, right? So I would recommend I think the approach we took yesterday is successful, the type of approach. And I would recommend that we try to do a similar type of a thing. It's like trying to define when this halacha of this assumption, certain halacha of an assumed drasa and a way to get out of the assumed drasa. So I want to try to like just define the halacha, define it. What's it saying? Not so much why you pick this or how the facts of the mitzvahs work out this way, that way. You know what I mean? Yeah. All right. Mishma is saying, we're just wondering what's the way to how to approach this. What's the way? So I'm saying what's easier. So Shmuz throwing out just like a starting point is, well, you're worried about drasa. That's your worry. There's an assumption of drasa. You're doing it in one motion. So now you're saying is what gets rid of that is that you have a really long knife. This is very loose, right? But it's like a very long, there's an intuitive sense. It's a really long knife is what gets rid of the chashash for drasa. What a knife that's a tiny bit bigger than a thing. What's that? That's not a thing. The idea is it's a really long knife. So Rafi says, yeah, but hold on, that's very good if it's only one animal and it's two heads. But if you're shechting two animals or 20 animals, then it seems to be all you need is 20 plus 1, this would be 21. So he's saying that doesn't sound very long. Right? So Shmuz says, you could just say, well, low plug and whatever. Just that's kind of what you're saying, right? But you're saying, like, it's not made, no one ever did that in the worst of the world of shechting 20 animals and maybe two animals or whatever, you know. But I think the answer, just maybe to make a little bit of a better answer than that, is to say what makes it very long is that it's like significantly longer than that which you're shechting. And significant means it's like a unit bigger. It's like the neck worth is like a significant amount. And a kalshu is like, what's a kalshu? Nothing. But a neck is significant. So you'll say, even if you're shechting 20 animals, you say, whoa, that's a long knife. Why? Because it's bigger by an appreciable amount, namely a neck worth. A neck is like the basic unit of measurement. So it's like a unit bigger than that which I'm shechting. Now, it's true, it doesn't look, it's like percentage-wise, it's not as much. You know, and that's, I guess, what the Mishnah's teaching you, is that it's not a percentage. It's not 2x. If x is the width of the neck, it's not double the width of what you're shechting. It's not double what you're shechting. It's x plus 1. It's whatever the width of your shechting plus 1 unit. But that's long. So it's not like really long, you know, but there's two ways of measuring long. But there's, in a certain sense, it's significantly bigger than that which you're shechting. Measured in like an absolute term, not a relative sense. And that's what removes chashash of drasa. But, one more second, but the other side sounds strange. What sounds strange to me about the other side is, like, first of all, what's the sense of it? But what kind of a shear is one plus a mashu? That's like, besides the fact that there's a certain intuitive sense of two in this framework, but it sounds like a crazy shear. What kind of shear is that? Has it be one plus a mashu? Not one. One plus a little bit. Like, what kind of, what's the sense of that kind of a shear? If it's one, I could have heard. I could hear one, I could hear two. But one plus, a little bit, what's the... It's not ordinary. It's not an ordinary halach type of a thing. I don't know if it's unheard of, but it's not ordinary. And it's hard to... Like, what kind of concept is that? Right? They gotta, like... You have to, like, try to come up with an idea which makes sense of that type of a shear. What idea does that type of a shear point to? Because it's not an ordinary type of a shear. Shmuz, I mean, I think we have to go further. But Shmuz is a good... I think it's a good step here. Is that... That, what's the shear? What kind of a shear is that? I mean, I think this is the methodology here, is that one plus is a little bit of a crazy shear, and you have to explain that. What kind of a shear is that? So, to me, it sounds like one plus, and this is, I think, probably what you're thinking, is that it's more than one. It's not just one. It's not like a two is you're trying to create a quality of two. One plus, there's no quality of one plus. What's how much is plus, right? But one plus means it's not just one. So you need your knife to be not one. So now the next step you're taking is that a knife which is just the length of the neck is a short knife. And it can't be a short knife. There's a difference between like a long knife and there's like a long knife, a short knife, and a medium knife. The thing is that two necks is a long knife. One neck is a short knife. Because it's like exactly the size of the thing. So, and then, and one plus is enough that you get it out of being a short knife. If it sticks out a little bit, or it's tefach, revach, whatever. Like, however you want to learn a kontraman. An exact one is not, but an extended one is, you know. But the idea is that it can't be a short knife. Right? So, I mean, I think we should go further a little bit, but just the first chiluk is like, is the pshat that you're looking for a long knife, and that's removing the drasa? Or is it pshat that you can't have a short knife, and you have to, the shear is to remove yourself from a short knife? Right, I think the further should be is like, now could we put each of these svaras into like, what's the system in the Mishnah now, you know what I mean? Like, that's like the chiluk, but like, so what would be the role of the knife, and how would we, you know, put the puzzle together, the Mishnah, if we learn the one way, and how would we put together, like, what's the role of the length of the knife, insofar as the picture in the Mishnah, including this halacha, whatever, you know what I mean? Like, I just, like, put it together a little bit, but I think the chiluk is good. Methodology, one plus points to that there's no quality of one plus, but one plus is a removal of one. So there must be, there's a concept of one, and the shear is that you have to remove yourself from that concept. So the one step is that what's concept is one? So it's an idea of short. If it's exactly the length of the thing, so that's a short knife. And the idea is you're trying to remove it from a short knife. It can't be a short knife. Right? An interesting point in Svara is that, so like, usually a Svara is based upon a chiluk. Some like... intuitive, oftentimes you start by noticing like two ways of looking at something. You can look at it from the Gavra perspective or the Chazza perspective. I don't know, so let's say something like that. You know, there's like a certain, you notice like there's a subtle switch of perspective which could result in a machlokas. But then the svara isn't just the chiluk. Then you kind of have to develop, like, what's the concept? Like, the concept of each shita isn't, I argue with him because of that. Each thing has to be, like, an idea in its own right. So, like, the chiluk, if you look in terms of the gavra, okay, so what's the system? How do you define the halachic framework, the halachic structure, given that it's a gavra-centered type of a thing? If you hold it's a chavtah-centered, then it will spell out the halachic definition, you know? Your whole svara can't be why I disagree with the other guy. That's not your svara. That's just, that's what we do to help see the difference between the two. That's the chiluk between the two. But one shita is, his svara better be able, he better explain the halacha without making reference to the other guy and what's the halachic system within him. Let's say that they never came and argued. He wouldn't be able to explain anything to you. Say, I'm not a chavtza. What is the gavra? You know, so your, ultimately your definition is you want to have a conceptual formulation of a halacha independent of the other thing. It just helps you see it when you contrast it. So it's like a first step. But now, so fine. So we see one's holding is it has to be long or it can't be short. But like, what's, okay, so what's the bottom line now? What's the concept if you say that it has to be long? What's the concept? How do you formulate the basic system in our Mishnah? It has to be long. What's the system in the Mishnah? It can't be short. I mean, yeah. To elaborate a little bit on what you say, Mark, but hear me out. I think I'm saying that I'm going with you here. Is it pshat? You have the Mishnah. The Mishnah is basically presenting a problem. When you do a shchita in bebas achas, in one motion, right? So is it pshat? What's the psal? The psal, or when's the chashash? The chashash is like a two-part chashash. When you do in one motion with a short knife. Right? In other words, that's the short knife is part of what creates the psal. Right? In other words, that's what creates the psal. When I do a one motion with a short knife, that's the psal. So now, how do I get out of the psal? I don't do it with a short knife. I just have to have it longer. Not, in other words, the length is part of what the description of the psal. So the way I get out of it is I have to make it that it's not a short knife. So in other words, when the Mishnah is telling me tzavar, it's like the idea of the tzavar and the relevance of the tzavar and the thing is so the tzavar is part of the description of the posel, of what indicates the drasa, that it's mel tzavar, right? And therefore you need it to be chutz le tzavar. You have to remove it from the situation of the posel, of the drasa. How much does it be chutz le tzavar? Any amount. You just have to remove it. From that which is the posel, that which is the assumed drasa. So what is that? It's telling you the tzavar is the assumed posel. Part of the neck, the posel has two parts. It's a one way push with a short knife. The other way is to say no. The posel is really the one way push. The one way push really indicates drasa. But the long knife, so to speak, koshers it. The long knife removes you from the drash, from the psal. The long knife koshers it. It says if you're pushing it in one motion, if you have a long knife, then you get out of the problem. Because the problem is created by the bas achas. And that's the way the Mishnah sounds, actually. Which is the way we hold. So if you're doing a bas achas, we got a problem. If you have a lotzavar, if you got a long knife, then you're okay. In other words, you need a shear of koshering it. In other words, if you're doing a basachas, a one push, that creates a problem. And now you have to kosher that problem. How do you kosher a problem? With a long knife. A long knife, you need a shear. You can't just have one plus a tiny bit. That's not a shear of hechsher. The shear of hechsher is the tzavar is part of the shear of hechsher. So now you need a long knife to kosher it. Because the problem is created by the one-way push. And now you have to rescue it by a shear of hechsher. The shear of hechsher has to be long. So you need it to be a motzavar extra. But again, in the Havamina's way of looking at it is say that no, that the problem is created by the combo of the one push with the short knife. So then all you need to do is long just means not the short one. So it's going to be, you just have to remove it from the situation of the psal. Because the length of the knife in the first way is part of the problem. The length of the knife in the maskana is the solution to the problem. So the problem is created by the fact that it's one push, and the way you solve that problem is by creating an extra of a long knife. So then you need a positive shear, then the shear is going to be, it's two. You know what I mean?
Why can't you get?
Because if you say it's a psul, you're saying the psul is when I do halacha, when I do it one way, v'as achas. So that creates a chshash of drasa. Now the way I get out of it is by introducing a quality of shchita, by introducing a quality of derech shchita, which is a long knife. The long knife is I have to introduce a positive. I'm not introducing that it's not short. That's not a thing. It's not short isn't the quality that I'm introducing to remove a problem. She doesn't undo a short. The problem isn't created by short. The problem is created by the one push. So the way I get out of the problem is by saying that, oh, I have a long knife. A long knife, it means I could do without drasa because I have a long knife. Not short is relevant if the problem emerges from short. Then you'll say, oh, well, this isn't short. So I don't have the problem. But the problem is undo a short. It's just because you're pushing it. So now, fine. So now, what do you... You have to show me a quality which puts you back in the framework of shlita. So the quality is that I have a long knife. That's all. You need a positive quality to undermine it. But not short isn't a positive quality. It won't undermine it. Now again, what's the facts about how much will be bring about drasa and the psychology and the physics and the whatever? Who knows? It's not the sugi is about. I mean, maybe yes. Ultimately, there must be some underlying facts or whatever. But the Gemara and Rezera and the Rashi and the Ramban are just trying to define the system which emerges from the halacha, from the Mishnah. It's similar to, I don't really know, but I haven't done this in years, but certain sugyas are like this. There are certain types of sugyas where you run into these mincius problems, right? Which specifically reminds me of, like, in Tarovas, you have that type of stuff a lot. A lot of stuff is like, is it Nosin Tam, is it not Nosin Tam? And Yamachluksim, I mean, I remember having this feeling. It's like, I don't know, does it or does it not give Tam? You know, like, what's the facts? Does it Nosin Tam, is it Nosin Tam? Check it out. But, like, not every sugya is just about the facts, about whether it is or isn't Nosin Tam. But these things have to be halachified and formalized into a system. And the machloksim are about the conceptual formalization of the system, even though at the core there is a physical reality which is based upon. But it's not, the sugya is about how the halacha takes form, which is, of course, built upon those physical facts. But I don't think it's a good idea to define every svara about the facts. You know, it's not... I mean, because the facts themselves have to fit into a structural system. What to do tomorrow is basically what I mentioned yesterday. But the basic question, if you have two necks, and your knife is only double, two necks long, right? So I push it from the front, let's say, and I push it over both necks. So relative to the first neck, it doesn't know that there's a second neck behind it. So vis-a-vis the first neck, I was just like, I'm just doing a perfectly fine shlita. So the Rosh says, then that's fine. The first one is good. It's the back one which is the problem, because vis-a-vis the back one, you're only really having, so to speak, one knife. You don't have anything chutzalo, because you're basically just pushing the one knife worth of it over the back one. But the front one, as relative to the back one, it's really like you only have a short knife. You only have a, right, because it's being blocked off. But vis-a-vis the front one, you basically just have a double knife. Right, so that's what the Rosh says. So in that case, it's going to be fine. The front one's fine. The back one's possible. And if you're coming from the other side, I guess, then it's going to be a similar thing. You know, from the other side, then he's going to say that the back one, if you're pulling it from the back, then the back one is basically has a knife's worth, and the front one isn't, because you stop there. I mean, you have to work out the cash. But the Ramban has a great counterpoint. Is the whole reason why any of these are possible is because we assume that you're doing drasa. That we assume that when it's a short knife, you're doing drasa. So if you're doing drasa on the back front one, aren't you also doing drasa on the front one? Would you like kind of switching your thing in the middle of while you're doing it? So he says, since the whole thing is chashash drasa, once it's not long enough, then basically they're both possible. So I'd like to do is to take up the machlokas, the Ramban and the Rosh, on that point. I mean, the Ramban's point sounds good. So what's the counterpoint to that? And I think I have to look over it again, but I think that's all I want to do on this again. I mean, the Gemara then gets into these funny cases about if you use a needle, if you use this, use that. And like, it's a little bit confusing because I don't know what all these tools are, and it's hard to get into what the svaras are in them. So it's possible we'll just go to the next mission after that. I have to look over the different things here if there's anything else. But if not, then we'll move to the next mission. The next mission is a digression from Sulei Shchita. It basically is talking about whether you need a person to do shechita or a kavana to do shechita. If you don't have a kavana to do shechita, you just drop a knife and it cuts it, or if you just knock it off a table, or if a knife falls off a table, it's like the maisa, you know, that kind of a thing. It's like it's a little bit of a digression. And it gets into also by Tum and Tyra. It's like a need that goes in the mikvah without kavana. She just falls in or something. Does that work for Tyra? Yeah. Okay.